Welcome back, guys. DGS 306. We have the think tank coming up 1 hour from now. A sad but hopeful follow-up on the story of the young lady who sang the national anthem last night at the Home Run Derby. She was terrible, and it was cringeworthy, and it's a very difficult song to sing, and people were saying, oh, it must have been her earpiece. And Rachel is telling me that she put out an Instagram that she was inebriated.
Yeah, that she was drunk and she was not behaving like herself, and she's going to rehab today to try to sort things out.
Well, good for her.
Do you want to hear some of it?
Sure. Oh, no. I thought you meant her. Yeah. Like she had made a statement or something like that.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Her message made me laugh because of her bluntness. Like she, and I'll just read it for you. She said, I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. I apologize to baseball, to fans, to the country, all of that stuff. I'll let you know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun. that's a pretty good way to handle an embarrassing thing, right? Because humor always helps.
Yes.
And it definitely changes the feeling of it because everybody's like, oh, my God, that sucked. But at least with an explanation.
Yeah.
You're a little bit more empathetic otherwise that you're like, why is this person even doing
this?
And
her sobriety is so much more important than
of course
than
it is,
that.
Yeah. And it's gotten a lot of support today. Ever since that came out,
good.
A lot of people retweeting it, a lot of people saying, you know, nobody knew that, but hey, you know, all the best, good luck to you, that kind of thing.
I'm a fan of that. I've had several people who are very close to me go to rehab, and I don't care how many times you go. I don't care what leads you there. If you go, you're a rock star.
Yeah, you're making a tough call, man.
Yeah, you're doing something really difficult.
Yes.
And it would have been really easy to just kind of hide away in shame.
Yep.
And instead to just
blame something
tell
else.
Everyone what's going on. Yeah, that's very, very cool.
Having not gone through it, you know, I don't have the personal, I've done this, but I've seen it a million times, though, where it takes that final straw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this could just be the thing that...
And sometimes it takes several final straws.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
You just can't judge other people.
No.
Yeah, it's not really apropos of that, but I was, you know, how I think about weird things and was thinking, like when you and I were playing catch, and there is a hardest I've ever thrown a baseball. There is the best joke I've ever told.
Mm-hmm.
There is the most tired I've ever, you know, you ever think about things like that? Like if you went into like a post-life review. And the same way that we have analytics when we sell people advertising. Like, hey, want to know the funniest joke you ever told?
Yep, here it is.
September 19th, 1980. You did the
peak
fart
reaction.
Noise with this. Yeah.
I do that a lot with sports. Because now, like, you're like, you do things and you're like, well, can't do that
Never
anymore.
Never do that again.
that old peak's not coming back. That's a little bit of a weird thought. I haven't thought about it in other ways, though, like the joke thing or other ways. I got to start thinking about that. That's kind of fun. That sounds like a fun exercise.
Within 5 miles an hour, what do you think the hardest ball you've ever thrown?
Thrown?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get it down to probably 2 miles an hour. I don't think I've ever thrown a ball more than 82, 83.
Hmm. Still pretty good.
Yeah, it's, me too.
No, I know, but that's not good enough. Like,
right.
That's because when that's your hardest, that means your average is probably 4 or 5 below that. And your average, but that's just not enough.
I've also never thrown harder than 2 miles an hour.
But that's probably, I mean, I bet I didn't sustain that. I mean, I bet
but
I
you
was...
You and I both played above our pay grade in college.
Yeah.
We got to do something really cool.
Yeah, I was definitely, what's the right way to put this? I was out kicking my coverage.
Yeah.
It was not real. It was one of those, like, if you did the, which one of these guys shouldn't be here? I'd be like, that's probably me.
At least for you, you could hide a little better than me. Like, when you're running the 100 meters, people keep noticing that you're losing.
Yeah, no, they don't notice the guy sitting on the back of the bench just, like, waiting for his turn to go warm up a pitcher. that guy skates under the radar pretty quick. Although, I'll tell you, they for whatever reason, and I've never figured it out to this day, maybe just because it happened on a given day and it continued, but even as that guy, there was a group of dudes at the University of Florida that never, ever let up on me. They gave it to me every time we were there for 3 years.
Wow.
And I don't even know how they remember me because I never played in a single one of those games. And I at like the third year, they're like, and they must have been the same guys. They're like, you getting tired of this? Because we don't forget. And I'm like, how do you even remember? I'm like, I've never been in a game. Like, we became friends. They started like, hey, dude, you want anything from the concession stand? I'm like, nah, man. Wow. I don't want to get kicked off the team here, buddy.
Yeah, what a strange decision to heckle someone who's not playing.
When they were giving me a hard time, I'm like, man, I said to the guy, I'm like, dude, I don't even play. What are you doing? They're like, I don't know. It's just fun.
They could tell you were a heckler. They wanted to give it back to you.
I was laughing the whole time. Maybe that's why they kept going, because I just laughed along with them. It was funny.
I remember one time I went
They called me Merlin, and I never figured out why.
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
Did Merlin have red hair?
I don't think so. And I didn't wear a magician's uniform. I didn't have the funny hat, but they just always, I was always Merlin.
He had white hair, excuse me.
I went to a meet one time, and this guy who I was going to be racing just kept hanging out with me. And he was just really deferential to me the whole bit. And we ran, and he beat me pretty handily. And, you know, you're standing at the end, you got your hands on your knees, and he goes, oh, dude, someone told me that you ran like 10 flat. Oh, my God, I'm so glad they were wrong. Like, our whole friendship was based on
a
misperceived lie.
Oh, my God.
Stairway to Kevin?
Sure. Let's do the space thing we didn't do yesterday. So they made a discovery on the moon.
I know this.
By they, I mean Italian scientists. They were the ones that found this.
That's what the people usually mean when they say
I didn't, you know, sometimes Italian when scientists. You say they, people think you mean like the men in black, you know, some mysterious they found it. But they found essentially caves all over the moon, right, from crater impacts. And they're saying that can be what will be the shelter for humans that can be stationed up there in the future, because I know this, you know, this has been talked about for a while and it's not been executed because we've got a lot of other things, but they've talked a lot about the moon being kind of like the jumping off point for going deeper into space because you don't have to escape as much gravity.
Be like Grand Central Station.
Right. So you go from here to there, and then from there, a lot less energy would be used to escape, you know, Earth's gravity, because right now the whole problem is getting off the ground and getting into space. And I just thought that was such a cool thing that there may be a practical, simple beginning. Right. We might be going back to just going into the cave. They said not even building a structure in there. Just get in the cave, put some supports up so it doesn't collapse, and you just kind of set up shop in there.
It's nuts.
And I just like that idea that the bummer is I always wanted it to be like, in my lifetime, I want to see, you know, that they're going to get there. Maybe. But like then you think of all the challenges, though. Have you ever watched the TV show For All Mankind?
Yes.
So good.
Alternate universe.
Yeah, alternate history of the space race. And eventually, like, each season's a new decade, right? So it started early in the 60s, and then it was, like, 70s, 80s, and then gets into the 90s. I haven't gone further than that yet. We're still catching up. But it's all about, you know, going in space. And they show, like, they're stationed on the moon. We have a U.S. station and a Russian station, and they're living there, and all the problems that come with that. Like, they had, in one episode, not a spoiler, I won't tell you what happened, but there was, like, a solar storm. And anybody out in the open was going to get fried, and they had to use caves. And I'm like, man, this is how you could be shielded from those things.
And they
still
found them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Really crazy. I love that story.
I did too. I read it, and I'm like, I wish there was more. Like, hey, we can go. Now we can start building this. I know it's think about the impossibility, though, of like just getting all of the stuff there. Like how long that would take, how many trips that would take, how expensive that would be. There, obviously, those are the reasons why we don't have that, because it's impossible to do. And I also want to see the space elevator. Mm. You've heard of those? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that, Rach?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
Like the idea is you would just build a giant elevator that reaches all the way up to space.
Oh, that's how I would go.
Yeah.
I would feel safer doing that than getting on a rocket, I guess.
I'm not sure how it stays stable.
I think mine would be worse. That's the ultimate gondola.
Yeah.
Yeah. The final boss gondola.
Just straight up.
It's theoretical. It's not practical. But the idea is it wouldn't be like attached to the moon, but it would attach to a structure at the top. And that would just rotate with the Earth so that the whole thing would be, you know, it's not independent. It is stationary and it just rotates. And then you just take that up and then you can just do a little shuttle boop right across.
You're on the space elevator and somebody hits all the buttons.
There's probably only two.
Did you guys see that Elon Musk keeps insisting he's an alien?
I did see he tweeted something like, ooh, think about it. Am I?
Evidently, it's been going on a long time.
Yeah.
He is what I would have been had I been a billionaire at 12 years old.
At 12.
Right?
Do you think you stop maturing the minute you're a billionaire?
Maybe. Yes.
Probably.
I do.
Because you're like, I'm forever this age because I don't have to change.
You no longer, yeah, you no longer have to do anything at all that you don't want to. And that's a very dangerous position, I think,
and
to put a person in.
This is the kind of thing that non-billionaires say, but I don't know why you'd ever do another single thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't either.
You don't mature because maturity is all based around doing things you don't want to do and you never have to do something you don't want to again. So yeah. It's like, why not just... Why doesn't he just live in a big, like, Richie Rich bedroom full of toys
the stuff
with his own train or whatever?
Not bad in my life, but, you know, the flyaway parts of your life are doing stuff you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually revolves around money.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you had enough money, even if you had, hell, I don't know, $10 million, $20, $50, seems like enough.
Yeah, you still don't ever have to work again.
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And I would do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, you'd still do the show, right? Show.
Why would?
Show schmo. Do a private show every day for myself.
Yeah, but don't.
That's my whole drive home.
Not to give billionaires too much credit here, because I don't like it when people are like, they make 10 billion times more because they're worth 10 billion times more. I don't agree with that. But don't you think it's because Elon Musk is always looking for the next thing to do that he's in the position he's in?
Yeah.
There's definitely a lot of truth to the fact that they are that because of what they are.
Like if Bezos were just like, oh, Amazon looks good, never mind. Like, no, you kind of have to keep pushing.
That's a good point. You
can
fall into being a millionaire. You can win the lottery. You can inherit it. I don't think anyone falls into being a billionaire.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I would put it that way, but there is a lot of timing to being like Amazon, for example. Bezos, was he a billionaire or was he just right placed in the right time in the world where that was just a thing exploding?
You don't think that's a $1 billion idea?
What, a bookstore that turns into an everything store?
Delivering things to your house in 2 days or less, delivering anything you need to your house in 2 days or less.
Wheeler accidentally broke it down and made it sound better. He's like, what, a bookstore that could do anything
no,
for
no,
you
I'm
at
saying
all
like,
times in 2 days
I'm
or less?
I'm saying that if you had that idea now, it already exists. If you have that idea 20 years before, it's not possible. A lot of it is timing. You have the right idea at the right time in history.
Well,
and that there's a little bit of good luck in that. There are a lot of ideas that exist that cannot be executed for whatever reason at a given time.
I don't know. I do think it takes a lot of skill to parlay the bookstore idea into the you never need to shop anywhere else.
It's like
the rest
Fred
of your
Smith,
life.
The guy that invented FedEx. It was his master's thesis, I think.
Right.
And he got like a D on it because they said,
can't do it.
You can't do it.
Right. And I think there's a lot to be said about the will to push on a day-to-day basis to make the thing you have happen. Right? Like you have this idea, you want it to happen, but it isn't just going to happen. You have to work every day to push it. That's a different thing. But there is, with everything, even the most brilliant people, and I see, again, using a sports analogy, even the most talented people still need a break. They still need to be seen. They still need the opportunity. And then to succeed when they have that opportunity, there is skill and luck involved in all of those things.
I get made fun of, but the closest I ever came were Spanx.
Yeah, hey. I mean, I always got to push back on this one.
Well, that's why it didn't happen. Like, they didn't exist. And my girlfriend at the time was putting on her jeans, and she had pantyhose that were cut off like biker shorts. And I'm like, what's going on? What are these shenanigans? She's like, oh, it holds everything in. It's fantastic. And first of all, I'm like, well, give me a pair. And and I said to her, this is a $1 billion idea. We should market these. You should just make them sturdier and sell them. And she goes, why would anyone buy them when you can buy pantyhose for 99 cents? I'm like, let's go get brunch.
Yeah. Never mind.
Never came up again.
And I'm trying to think of, just another analogy. How many musicians can you think of or... could you just imagine that are out there that are brilliant, but just never had the right timing? They never were in the right place at the right time with the right other people.
Yeah.
You know, like you never met
person
your...
ends up
right.
taking their golden ring.
You look at a lot of people that are in big bands. They're not all the best.
Yeah.
They just knew those guys, and those guys as a combo were good. Or, you know, they became good over time because they were around. Like, there's a lot
Ringo
of luck
effect.
In all of these things.
I feel that way about my career. Don't you? I mean, we both have talent. We have things that we can do. We've worked hard. You have to show up every day, day in, week in, month in, year out. You have to do it. But we both got pretty lucky.
But if you didn't have that first person that said, yeah, you should do this. Like, here's your chance. Here's a show. Go do a show. Like, there's luck in that. It's
completely.
And that's kind of my point. I am speaking from, like, personal experience, too. Like, there are plenty of people that if they had been in the spot where... Now, I had to work my butt off so that when I had the chance to do it, I knew what I was doing and I was decent enough at it to get more chances. Like, there's always the work and the skill and the talent, but there is also timing and luck that goes into all great things.
Yep. Right, not a lot of time here. We went kind of long on that last win. When we come back, Dave Murray will be with us, which is important because we're not through with the rain. It's supposed to be raining again tonight, and there's not a lot of room for the water to go. It's been really, really bad. Water rescues in Deerberg's parking lots and weird stuff like that. We have the think tank coming up at the top of the next hour with Alvin Reed and Gene Evans. Clearly, lots of pre-made stuff to talk about there, and continued shenanigans when we come back. This is the DG.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, on KMOX. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 335. Been a weird, weird weather day out there. Dave Murray joined us now to talk about it. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, holy moly, right?
Right.
Wow. Just insane amounts of rain over a very short period of time. Juicy storms. The front came in a little early. It's through now, but just barely. And that became the running board for all this stuff. The heaviest rain all over the place. There are water rescues. The little rivers and streams and creeks, they're running wild. Out of their banks. Road flooding still in place. Some flooding on 270 that's going to continue probably into the morning. And the Nashville, Illinois situation is a mess. Nashville had over 6 inches of rain. Around town, a wide range, 1 to 6 inches of rain throughout the St. Louis area.
Dave, is this what hit Chicago last night, or is it something different?
Yes, very similar, very similar. Chicago had a couple of rounds of this stuff, a lot of tornado weather, but all from the same front, so the same thing really causing the action.
So it sounds like it's going to get beautiful eventually. Are we through with this, or is it coming back?
We're just about through with this. One other stat people are asking, what's the wettest July on record? It's 12.69 inches. Ton of rain. That was in 1948. Right now, that's before today's rain, we were right around 5.5 inches. So I'm not quite sure how much rain the airport get. They didn't get the kind of rains that were off to the south and to the southwest of the airport, but they had to have a couple of inches of rain. But you know, we're knocking on that door. But the good news is we are drying out. The atmosphere has rained itself out. It can't really do much. Its temperatures in the 70s, low 70s for the most part. And as a result, the atmosphere is not going to recharge. And that's a good thing. And the front will continue to sink to our south. So tomorrow, partly sunny, a lot of low-level humidity. I can't rule out a couple of spot storms, but we're not going to see much. 85 for the high. Thursday is sunny and nice, 81. Still a little humid on Thursday. Friday, sunny, 81. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny and 83 degrees. Tonight, still expect some light showers around, probably up until about 8:30 or so. But just light showers, no thunderstorm activity.
Okay, very good. Headlines, Rage.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, OpenAI says that chatbots will soon be able to perform human-level reasoning. That's kind of scary. There's apparently 5 levels of artificial general intelligence. Chatbots being the first one, which is AI with conversational language. And we are apparently on the cusp of reasoners, the second level, human level problem solving. All right.
I felt like everything I was going to say was going to be mean.
Seems bad.
Mean?
Yeah. Me too.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah. There are a lot of levels of humans.
That's true.
That's right.
Some of them don't reason at all.
That's true. Right.
Yeah. We dumbing down this AI all of a sudden?
Yeah. What if AI reached the level of being like a human, but a really dumb one?
Well, at least then we remain in control of the world,
right.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Do we
though?
Yeah, it could be like an all-powerful 12-year-old.
Oh,
it could be like the
ultimate
nightmare.
Don't say that.
It's probably best not to worry about it. I shouldn't have brought
it
up.
It'd be like Dave the billionaire 12-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm an alien, you know. Sir, you're not an alien. I'm an alien.
Blood donation centers are seeing a shortage during the summer, and it's particularly bad this year. Donations during this time are crucial to ensure that blood products are available to those in need. A single donation can impact up to three people, since most whole blood donations are separated into individual components: the red cells, the platelets, and plasma. So keep that in mind and consider donating blood this summer. Elon Musk, we were just talking about him earlier, he's going to give $45 million a month to a Trump super PAC. The America PAC will primarily focus on voter outreach and registration efforts with the intention of combating Democrats' similar campaigns.
I never know where he's at.
I feel like he's being pretty clear this election cycle. You know?
Now he has, for sure.
In general, forgetting whether it's him or George Soros or anybody else, does that bother you guys at all? Because it bothers me that what we position as one person, one vote is not really that. Because when you have immense wealth, you are influencing lots of other people with it.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying, but what would you suggest we do to...
Maximum campaign donations, no more political action committees. No more of that nonsense. I know it's not as simple as all that. I get it. I mean, it's got to be, you know, there's got to be more well thought out than the way that I just put it. But if we are going to be your voice and my voice are equal and every citizen's voice is equal, that's not equal when anybody can just throw any amount of money they want just because they have it. Their voice is bigger than anyone else's.
Yeah, but did we keep the same energy whenever everyone was like, Taylor Swift has been brought into the Super Bowl to elect Joe Biden? We were all like, that's so silly. Like, who cares? Who cares if she votes for Joe Biden? She's just one person.
Well, I guess what I want to say is use your words, not your checkbook. Mm. So if Elon wanted to advocate, that's totally fine. That's the same as everybody else. If Taylor Swift wants to but I feel the exact same way if Taylor Swift wanted to give $45 million, what is it, a month to Joe Biden, I would feel exactly the same way. In fact, I do. I don't like the idea of buying influence because that's what it is.
Speaking of the election, Tucker Carlson says a new Trump is coming, saying getting shot in the face changes a man. So
thanks, Tucker.
Yeah, we'll see what he has to say in his speech.
Always got
on
the
Thursday.
Hot take.
Mitch McConnell was booed at the RNC. He has a strained relationship with the former president ever since 2021, January 6th, all of that unpleasantness. The Kentucky Republican will step down as the GOP leader at the end of this year.
They thought he was a giant worm from a giant apple.
They were like, boo, get out
of
here.
Worm.
I hate biting into an apple and finding you.
But it's so funny because it's like, who has done more for actual like Republican policy in the entire world than
Mitch
McConnell?
In the entire history of the Republican Party.
And like, they just hate him because he's like, I don't really like.
Hey, Dave, I have a question for you. You either love or hate the movie Twister, and I can't decide which it would be.
Oh, I hate it.
Okay. Oh, I'm there so disappointed.
Oh, but he's going to love the remake.
I mean,
Dave,
it's fun.
It's so realistic.
It's fun.
He likes Glenn Powell.
But, oh, yeah. It's really realistic. You know what? In the first one, it's the biggest tornado ever. Let's strap ourselves to a pole.
Yeah.
And we'll survive.
Yeah. That doesn't work? Have you seen the controversy around the new movie?
No. No.
Two things, both of which will affect Dave. One, it complains that it doesn't deal with climate change. And the director said, this is a movie. I'm not here to preach. You can draw your own conclusions.
It's an action movie.
And then the second one is people saying the first Twister created a whole bunch of idiots who fashioned themselves as storm chasers and ended up getting killed. And this one's going to be even worse.
That's true.
Yeah,
I would call that natural selection.
Ouch.
I mean, if you don't know that that's a terrible idea, if you're not an expert, then you're going to learn the hard way.
Storm chasing is a heck of a lot of fun, but you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right, but the argument of, like, you shouldn't make the movie because then more people will want to storm chase.
That's
like, all right, I guess
we
shouldn't make art then.
We shouldn't make any movies.
It might inspire people to do dumb things.
Yeah. I wanted to be a Muppet when I first saw the show. Came pretty close.
Yeah.
Success.
Woohoo.
All right, there's a new NBC News poll looking at Democrats' view on Joe Biden. This was conducted before the attempted assassination attempt against Trump on Saturday. It found that 33% of Democrats said they are satisfied with Biden as the nominee, just 33%, while 62% would have preferred someone else. That's got to sting. if you're Joe.
Or you just don't notice it.
I'm telling you, the Bidens are not thinking. They should be dropping out of this thing for their own reasons.
Dave, do you think that his staff just hides polls like that from him?
Yeah, I do. I think that there's a very tight-knit inner circle that's telling him what they want him to do. For whatever reason, Jill Biden, maybe it's because she loves him so much and she's a true believer, or maybe she likes being the first lady, but she is having great influence over him. He's not going to win, especially now. And if if it were my dad, I'd be like, Dad, save your legacy. Let Kamala Harris lose, because someone's going to lose.
Take the keys away.
Take the keys away. Just bow out gracefully and go. Rach, as you always say, go watch Gunsmoke.
Yeah, I mean, we've joked. I mean, I know I'm joking. Not joking. I mean, it's you're just thinking about strategically. One way you can win is by showing the public why you're better than the other person. But if you're slower and you're not able to even engage in the fight in real time, you're not showing people that you're the better person. You're not showing the weaknesses of that other candidate because everybody's focused on your weaknesses.
Do you think we'll have another debate? And if we do, do you think it'll be the highest rated, or you think people have already seen the show?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a great question.
There'll be vice president that debate.
That'll
I'm not sure.
Something.
I mean, Trump has no reason to debate.
No, not at this point.
None at all.
No.
All right, let's move on here. A father and a daughter passed away in a national park after running out of water in the 100-degree heat. Mm. Very sad story. This happened in Utah's Canyonlands National Park on Friday. They succumbed to the triple-digit temperatures after they got lost and ran out of water. Guidelines suggest avoiding hiking during the hottest part of the afternoon heat and to always ensure ample water is brought with you on hikes. Very sad.
Didn't get much worse.
And let's do one more story here. It's Amazon Prime Day. It just began today, I believe. And experts are warning that this is a huge event for scammers. So watch out. Phishing attempts just go through the roof this time of year. Consumers might need to be more vigilant than ever before. In June, the BBB published a report that said it received a record number of phishing reports in 2023. And reports are also trending up so far this year, according to the BBB.
So the family has an Amazon account. I use it. It's very convenient. I want to be involved in Prime Day. I want to give Bezos my money. And year after year after year, I look and I find nothing.
Nothing.
I think it's mostly hype. I looked earlier this morning too. I'm like, let's see what they've got going on. The deals are fine. I mean, if you're in the market for some new earbuds or whatever, and they have them 30% off. But as far as just shopping around, like, oh, I need paper towels, they're not slashing prices on that. So
no, it's yeah, you're right. It's kind of pick and choose, like, what do we have extra of or whatever.
I feel so stupid. Paper towels, what a great thing to buy on Amazon.
I mean, it just comes straight to your door. You don't have to buy a bunch of them at once.
I've done
you
it.
Never have to worry about
I've
it again.
Done it.
Do you guys do Mind subscriptions blown. For Amazon stuff? Where you get
subscribe and save
12 pack of soda every 2 weeks or whatever.
No, and I'm always terrified I'm going to by mistake.
Yeah.
And it's like subscribe and save 3 cents.
Yeah, right. Dave, you could get a Prime Day deal on an 8-quart personal lunchbox cooler.
I don't. Oh, I know,
well, now we're talking.
I know all those words, but I don't know.
That's been on Dave Murray's list for a while.
What is an 8-quart cooler?
I mean,
oh, quarts.
Yeah, quarts, like the measurement.
You said quart.
Yeah, you said 8-quart.
I said quart.
Andrew's like, they got 8 quarts in there?
Did I not emphasize the U enough?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Give me more qua in that.
I got to work on my quads.
8 quarts.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
All righty.
Good to know the rain's gone. Or at least the terrible rain.
Very encouraging.
Some celebrity news.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Bad Baby, my favorite rapper.
Well, sure.
The Cash Me Outside girl has made $57 million on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that was weird. When she turned 18, there was like a countdown clock of like, I'm going to be on OnlyFans. And it was very creepy, the amount of money she made.
I didn't
right
realize
away.
She was that young.
Yeah, she was on Dr. Phil. I'm pretty sure she was 13 when she made that appearance.
Yeah, she was like very, very young.
She's a bad baby. What can I say?
Miranda Lambert went off on people at her in her audience. She's a country singer about a year ago, and she's doing it again. She said that people were not paying enough attention to her. She said, let's see here. When it's white and it's dark up here, I can see your head is not turned the right way, which is this way. So if you came to visit, do it somewhere else. If you came to sing some country music and drink some beer and raise some hell, then you're doing it tonight. Are we clear? Are we done with this drama yet? Can I move on and sing?
Oh, somebody's not a compelling enough performer if
Thank
you don't
you.
Have people looking
yeah.
at you. That's you.
It's self-policing.
That is you.
If you were more interesting than whatever they're doing, looking at their phone or talking to your friend, they'd be looking at you.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the performer on a stage, right? They're there because they're compelling.
I know how I'll get the crowd on my side. I'll scold them.
There you go.
Was she the one, was it about phones last year?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Ugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.